Blackstone Audio presents Give Me Tomorrow, The Korean War's Greatest Untold Story, The Epic Stand of the Marines of George Company, by Patrick K. O'Donnell. To my cutisaurus, the greatest daughter in the world, Lily. To the heroic men of George Company. And to Amtrak, the greatest way to see the country and write a book. On the rails. Preface. January 2005, on the flight home from the Battle of Fallujah to Camp Pendleton, California. Marines in uniform packed the commercial airliner. Most of the men had aged well beyond their 19 or 20 years. As I looked to my left, I noticed that Lance Corporal Dustin Turpin was holding two weapons as he stared blankly down the aisle toward the cockpit. One belonged to him, but the other contained the distinctive 203 grenade launcher. The pitted and pockmarked weapon had formerly belonged to Corporal Michael Hanks, one of Turpin's fireteam leaders. 2 months earlier, in the fierce fighting at Fallujah, Hanks took mortal wounds while clearing a small house used by the insurgents to launch an ambush. I had helped carry Hanks from the house to the street, where he died of his wounds. As the plane made its way over the Atlantic and into American airspace, a massive cheer went up from everyone on board. A tingle ran up my spine. It felt good to be an American. We were finally home. Shortly thereafter, I made my way toward the center of the plane for a soda. A Marine from another company, whom I had not met, approached and, somewhat angrily, asked why I, as a civilian, was wearing a Marine uniform. It took me 13 weeks to have the opportunity to wear